Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, Tara Pickens, about the upcoming school year. The school year is quickly approaching, and how are things shaping up out at the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center?
Things are coming together nicely. It's kind of like the calm before the storm, but in a good way. Kind of a quiet time right now while we're preparing for our fall term classes to begin on August 21st.
And what are some of the things that students should be thinking about, whether they're traditional students or some of those high school students taking academy courses?
Yeah, with the high school students, we're in the process right now of sending confirmation letters to them with their schedules. So they need to make sure that they're opening their Kirkwood mail, confirming their Kirkwood classes, understand the date they need to be attending here, which that may not be the same date that their high school starts their new academic year. And the same with our traditional students, just kind of making sure textbooks are squared away, they're making arrangements to have tuition paid, and then just planning to be here that first day of class ready to go.
And with all of this, how are the professors getting ready there at the Kirkwood Regional Center?
They've still been busy this summer, even though they've had the term off. We've done some great professional development opportunities on our main campus. We'll have our new Welcome Back faculty event coming up this month in August, and they're just kind of tweaking their course syllabi and getting curriculum ready and their lessons plans ready for the new term.
And as the school year gets started and some of those freshman students really get into the groove of high school, are there things that they should be keeping in mind so that when it comes time in the spring to think about applying for academy courses, they're ready to go?
Yeah, you know, any grade level, freshman through senior, one of the first things I would recommend is that they're keeping in constant contact with their school counselor, just keeping track of their academic progress, where they're at for the graduation requirements for their high school diploma, and then also just kind of keeping in the back of their mind, is this college credit and high school experience something that might be a good fit for them? We will be out in the high schools this fall doing informational presentations. We'll host some events in the evenings for parents to come out and ask questions and learn more about programming. I'm just trying to get as much information out there as possible to our high school partners and our high school students and their parents so that they can make that educated decision that this would be an experience they think they're ready for.
And what kind of feedback have you heard from people who have completed the academy courses?
It's been wonderful feedback. I have to tell you, it's so rewarding to hear back from our high school graduates that are now elsewhere. You know, they might be at Wartburg or the University of Iowa, and they're sending us thank you emails saying things like, you know, these academy classes really prepared me for my coursework as a traditional college student. They might even fess up that at times they didn't take it extremely seriously, but then they realize, like, wow, this is a college credit class. This is what I will be doing in that next step, and they're finding that they're better prepared and their grades are showing it too, that they're have some great grades as an incoming freshman.
And the courses are already paid for.
Exactly, yeah. I think parents really enjoy that piece as well, that they don't have that tuition bill coming in when they are taking the college credit in high school. So definitely thank yous to our school partner districts as well.
And this summer you were able to host again a special program for area youth. How did that go?
We had a wonderful turnout for our annual Kirkwood for Kids camp. Again, we're hosting nearly 200 students in grades, first through eighth grades from surrounding school districts, and even some students signed up for the camp that weren't from Washington County. Just a great summer enrichment camp experience for them to come out here for the week and just try their hands at a lot of different fun courses.
I had a chance to stop out and see some of the classes in action. It looked like quite a bit of fun.
Yes. It was a great week. And anything from lizards to welding to students designing their own T-shirts, it was kind of crazy.
All right. And in closing, is there any last bit of advice that you'd like to give to students? Do they need to be checking syllabi or book lists?
Yep. Just make sure that you're prepared that first day. With our high school students, it's kind of nice because we're giving them their textbooks and their course syllabus the very first day of class. Our traditional students, they need to be making sure that they're heading up to the Kirkwood bookstore, getting their textbooks and have that ready the first day of class. Start checking your Kirkwood email. Important correspondence would come directly to that email account. And then also just letting, you know, any other community member that might be thinking about signing up as a traditional college student, there still is time. Our fall term classes begin August 21st, but we will have one additional new student orientation date that will be held Thursday, August 10th at 9 a.m. So a student could still sign up for that orientation and come in and actually meet with an academic advisor to discuss the application admission process and to get registered for classes.
That's been today's Washington Page with Director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, Tara Pickens. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.